This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we have a lot to talk about. First things first, we have some breaking news. One dead and two hospitalized after a shooting breaks out at a California detox center. From what we understand, the shooter still remains at large. This occurred at the Helen Vine Detox Center. A person reported that staff members had been shot at the San Rafael Rehab in San Rafael, California. One person is dead, two people injured. Authorities said they received a call that staff members had been shot, and when officers arrived at the rehab facility, they found that there were three people. One man pronounced dead at the scene. Another man and woman were taken to Marin General Hospital. Their condition remains unknown. Thus far, the area has been searched by officers from the Marin County Sheriff's Office. Again, the shooter is at large. According to San Rafael Police Department, Nevada Police Department, Central Marin Police Authority, and the California Highway Patrol. There's also a helicopter unit that is aiding in the search. The Helen Vine Recovery Center is a 26-bed co-ed residential detox program. And, any shooting is just, beyond our comprehension how tragic something like that could be. Somebody coming in, shooting innocent people like we just saw in Pittsburgh, and we've seen in, Charleston, church and schools and it's movie theaters. It's beyond our comprehension how people could be that sick. But this case involves a residential detox, somebody going through detox. I mean, it's hard enough to get people to want to do inpatient detox. You know, it's hard enough to get somebody to want to go through rehab as it is. And, sometimes you could convince a person and they say, well, you know what, I still have to go to work, I still have to be around my family, let me do it as an outpatient. To get somebody to commit to do inpatient rehab, it could take an act of Congress. And here these people were doing it. And unfortunately, they were victims of a shooting. I don't know the answer in terms of how to bone up on our security. It almost seems like we need to, very similar to the way Israel does it, have armed officers or guards almost everywhere. And if that's what we have to do to keep people safe, then that's what we have to do. According to their recovery center, the Helen Vine, it offers recovery-oriented services to people with alcohol and drug addiction issues, as well as co-occurring psychiatric problems. Local police have been known to take people to the center when they're drunk, and public have called for help after drinking for days. Oh, there's a typo on that. I apologize. So, some check in themselves, and some get referred there from the emergency room. Apparently, the center's open 24 hours a day, staffed by 15 employees. There's a men's dorm and a women's dorm. The men's dorm has 16 beds. Women's dorm has 10 beds. From what we understand, it is the only detox center in Marin County. So we'll keep you posted on that. One dead, two hospitalized. We have a lot to cover. Apparently, there's a rugby player who had swallowed a garden slug. Remember we talked about this? And he had gone through years of a health nightmare. Unfortunately, he died. We're going to talk to you about his story. We have a new super potent opioid, more powerful than morphine, that the FDA has approved. We'll reiterate what this does and how it could help people in pain, but what its dangers could be. We also have the American Red Cross that's going to be joining us. They are also helping us combat the opioid crisis with their new program. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how skin cancer is on the rise, especially in men, how to warn and how to prepare for that. We also have, this is going to bother a lot of you guys since you're sipping on your energy drink now. We're being told that one energy drink, just one, can increase our risk of heart problems within 90 minutes, putting us at risk for heart attack or stroke. You don't see these stories coming out with coffee, but you definitely do with energy drinks. We'll talk about why. Broken heart syndrome back in the news, putting us into cardiogenic shock. Broken heart syndrome is a type of cardiomyopathy, and we do notice increased risk of death by heart issues when you suffer a broken heart. We got an election coming up. This is something that we need to be aware of. We're going to talk about the latest on the election. Apparently, people are still claiming there's going to be a blue wave versus a red wave. I'm hearing a lot of the Senate and House races are actually neck and neck. I don't even know what to believe with the media. Remember, you know, they want you to go to the polls. So whatever they could say to get you to go to the polls, they're going to say. And they also want to, you know, keep you viewing in. So if you think it's going to be a nail biter, you're going to want to watch. And I think it is going to be a nail biter in some races. We're going to talk about that. Pets can pick up cancer. Very interesting. You hear these cases where pet owners say, my pet jumped upon me and started digging at my cancer or licking me, and whoa, they found that I had cancer. We have another case of a woman, I believe in Oregon, whose cat jumped on her chest, kept licking her breast. So she finally examined it, noticed there was a lump, went to the doctor, and the doctor said, you had breast cancer. I really believe these stories. So we're going to talk about how pets can actually pick up cancer. Also, latest Disney movie is out. What's the latest one? The Four Realms of the Nutcracker and the Four Realms. I saw the movie. It was nice. Not my favorite movie. It was nice. But again, a parent dies. Why do parents have to die in Disney movies? Well, I think we figured it out. So we'll talk to you about that. And this goes without saying, daylight savings time. Enjoy the next few days because we actually get some heart benefits, some blood pressure benefits, as we talked about last week. That extra hour of sleep. Whew. Did you guys get an extra hour of sleep? I didn't. The cats and dog woke me up. They didn't care. My stool softener didn't care that I was supposed to have an extra hour of sleep. It kicked in at 5:45 when it was supposed to kick in at 6:45. So I didn't really get an extra hour of sleep. But for those of you who did, you may notice your blood pressure dropped. You relax a little bit. Hopefully less car accidents. So it's a happy time. Happy day. So as you can see, we got a busy, very busy show on the Dr. Dolly Show today. So don't go away. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activate nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What if there was a social media network
only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. I love him. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. It's Dr. Dahlia. And on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, who better than to help us fight the opioid epidemic, then one of the strongest, one of my favorite organizations out there, the American Red Cross. And joining us is Jonathan Epstein, Senior Director, Science, Industry, and Government Relations for American Red Cross Training Services. And he is going to talk to you about how the Red Cross is helping us fight the opioid epidemic. Jonathan, thanks for joining us.
Dahlia, thank you for having me today.
No, I really appreciate what you guys do. So tell us, what's going on?
Well, the Red Cross, certainly we recognize the growing public health crisis related to opioid overdoses across the country. When you look at over the last several years, more people have died from drug overdose and opioid overdose than car crashes. The Red Cross, we wanted to respond by looking at our educational offerings and our training and put together programs and information related to how to respond to an opioid overdose to really help build the confidence and ability of the American public to respond to this crisis.
You know, Jonathan, I like how you bring that up. You know, I think a lot of people misunderstood. They underestimate what the Red Cross mission is. You know, people think it's just, you know, when there's a disaster, Red Cross is there, which, by the way, is huge. I mean, if that's all you did, that's like a full-time job in and of itself. But the mission of the Red Cross is so much more than that. Can you explain?
Sure. The mission of the Red Cross is really to, support, folks in time of disaster and need, harnessing, our volunteers and our abilities to reach the American public and the public beyond. From a formal perspective, we want to prevent and really alleviate human suffering in the face of emergencies, by, again, mobilizing those volunteers, the generosity of our donors. But when you look at from an opioid perspective, an overdose perspective, it's those emergencies that we're really trying to help, alleviate that suffering, whether it be the family member or the person who's succumbed to the overdose themselves.
Man, bless you guys for doing that. So tell us, what is the opioid program you guys have?
Yeah, so we have an online offering. We can find it at redcross.org, and it is about a 45-minute program that really focuses on some key components of an opioid overdose. One, how to recognize the actual overdose itself, what overdoses are, what opioids are, and then the program itself will really teach you how to respond to it. So looking at the how to identify the signs and symptoms of a suspected opioid overdose, what the appropriate care may be based on the level of response the person may have. They may be awake talking to you, but very drowsy or sleepy. They may have stopped breathing, or potentially unfortunately would be cardiac arrest. So the program kind of touches across the domains of how you might find a person that you suspect or know had an opioid overdose, and then works its way through the recognition, the key priority steps of how to care for that person, and also showing how to utilize and how to help administer the medication called naloxone. In three different naloxone products that are available to the general public through their pharmacies. Now, of course, we say follow your local law, local rules about what you can and can't administer from a medication perspective. But the course really shows you how to administer the three most common opioid reversal medications.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Jonathan Epstein, Senior Director of Science, Industry, and Government Relations for the American Red Cross. And this is a free online course. This is something that anybody could access, correct?
It's not a free course. There is a small fee attached to the program, which was really to help us develop the program
mm-hmm.
itself.
Of course.
Available to the general public. But it is available to the public to take the program. So anyone who may have a fear or concern that is looking for information of how to recognize an opioid overdose, how to respond, whether you be a school teacher, a nurse, someone working in a building, or a family member. It is written for the understanding of really the general public, so it's not a complicated medical program.
Mm-hmm.
It really helps build that willingness to respond, the confidence level of the participant in the program. So should they recognize an overdose, they would know what to do.
And this is something that I see. I think a lot of employers should probably have their employees, do. At work, I get these seminars all the time, where I have to, learn about, shelter in place and learn about security, et cetera. Something like this I think would be very, very fabulous for, workers and teachers, like you said, hospital workers, but also just families in general. A lot of us, we know what our family members do. We understand that, they take pain medications. Because this opioid crisis, it's not a illicit drug problem that some people keep hidden. Some people are very, very open about, I need my pain pills. I mean, because they didn't, a lot of people that have become victim to their opiates and the tolerance they developed, they didn't think it was anything that was going to be bad. And so they're very open about, I need my pain medications, et cetera. So there's an argument that almost every family with somebody who currently takes pain medication should probably utilize something like this.
Yes, yeah, certainly. The opioid crisis does not discriminate against, different people across our nation. So it really can happen within any family or any workplace. Certainly the course explores the concepts that it could be anybody, whether it be someone who was taking a pain medication from a hospital admission or maybe another kind of a procedure that they had. Somebody had been experimenting with different kind of medications recreationally. But we certainly explore those concepts as we work into the recognition piece of drug overdose itself.
So, you know, your website talks about, you know, Hurricane Florence and, you know, some of the people within the shelters. And did this get its birth from seeing people have issues while they were displaced in their houses? How did this relate to some of the rescue work the Red Cross had to do with the hurricanes?
Yeah, so this really happened in really twofold. Recognizing the actual crisis itself, the Red Cross, we have a scientific advisory council made up of experts in resuscitation and first aid and aquatics and other areas within our Red Cross educational or training domains. So we have been working on the opioid-related issue for several years now of incorporating information within our first aid courses, our CPR courses, our professional responders, as well as our lay responder programs. While at the same time as we were preparing this program with the recent hurricanes, there was an incident within one of our Red Cross disaster shelters where we needed to respond to someone who had an overdose within a shelter using naloxone to help reverse that overdose.
Wow.
Shelter. So we'll actually be providing this training within our own Red Cross volunteer network to our shelter workers and also hopefully deploying naloxone into shelters where we can. To combat this issue, because whether it happens at home, happens on the street, in the workplace, it would also happen in times of disaster when people are in greatest stress and greatest need. We certainly could see this happen in the shelter environment as well.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Jonathan Epstein, Senior Director, Science, Industry, and Government Relations for American Red Cross Training Services. So you touched a little bit upon it. What does the American Red Cross offer in terms of training for lay people?
Yeah, so from a training perspective, Red Cross, we have really a wide group of program offerings, whether it be online, blended learning, which would be an online component, as well as an in-classroom component, or a full instructor-led program. So certainly our hallmark programs of first aid, CPR, use of defibrillator, along with several other programs that are at a higher level of responding to emergencies or emergency medical responder programs. Certainly our Learn to Swim, our lifeguarding programs, and really, most recently, our new online program, certainly the one we're talking about today, our first aid for opioid overdoses, our online course, as well as we have a brand new online course for recognizing and stopping severe life-threatening bleeding. Should that occur, whether it be from some kind of an incident, or, you know, whether it be, you know, a terrorism-related incident or an active shooter incident, or it may be just a household or, you know, workplace incident where there's severe life-threatening bleeding. So those are really our new online offerings. That we're really targeting specific audiences and specific courses. But the hallmark is we really want everyone to take a first aid and a CPR class.
That's what we
teach close to 5.2 million people a year in those programs. So they're really critical to build our resiliency as a nation.
Amen. Jonathan, we should talk later about how to, I know there's a lot of high school students, pre-med students, medical students, dental students who would probably want to also get on board and help. So we'll talk more about that. But how can people find you?
Sure. So the best way to find the Red Cross is to go to redcross.org. So just redcross.org. And on the website, it's full of great information. There's a specific area for training and certification. We can actually select and find training programs, all of our training programs. You can search by for classroom-based programs locally, as well as look for our online offerings as well.
Jonathan, thank you again so much for joining us. And thank you and everybody at the American Red Cross for all the great work you guys do.
Great. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with everyone today.
Anytime. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
We have the toughest sanctions ever imposed, but on oil, we want to go a little bit slower because I don't want to drive the oil prices in the world. This has nothing to do with Iran. I don't want to drive the oil prices in the world up. So I'm not looking to be a great hero and bring it down to zero immediately. I could get the Iran oil down to zero immediately, but it would cause a shock to the market. I don't want to lift oil prices. And if you notice, oil prices are going down very substantially.
President Trump discussing oil and the Iran sanctions that were reimposed on Monday. The president is heading to rallies to give GOP candidates and gubernatorial candidates a boost before tomorrow's midterm elections. Amazon announced on Monday they were dropping their $25 minimum for free shipping through the holiday season. They also announced new perks for Prime members. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALIO. This election cannot come fast enough. Lord have mercy. I'll be stopping by the Steve Sanchez Show locally on 720 KDWN, helping give some of the election results. But I think everybody's eyes are going to be just glued onto their respective local elections. A lot of propositions out there, a lot of seats up for grabs, and I guess a election forecaster made national news predicting a House gain of 30 to 40 seats by the Democrats. And this was the Cook Political Report's race-by-race forecast. They say it moves two Republicans, Pennsylvania Representative Scott Perry and Georgia's Karen Handel, into a toss-up category. Democrats would be two-thirds of the way to the needed 23-seat gain to capture the House if they pick up the seats that already lean their way. So they would need to pick up just eight of the remaining 30 toss-up races. I tell you, this is just, I really don't like politics. I just don't. I don't like how, you know, you have non-people in their field making decisions on things that really should be consulted and addressed by people in their field, i.e. healthcare. I'd like to see more doctors and nurses and pharmacists and physical therapists and dentists be involved in the government process when it comes to healthcare. I'm not really sure who's being elected, you know, or, you know, running for office for that. I also can't stand all the bashing, these ads. I'm trying to get through football. By the way, phenomenal football yesterday. I bet just a little bit on the Chargers, the Saints, the Patriots, of course the Patriots, the Chiefs, and the Vikings. I know the Vikings. Oh, I love the Vikings. Because GCN Network is based in Minnesota. How could you not like the Vikings? Vikings are really, really cool. And I was going to put money on the Falcons. I was going to, but I was like, well, you know, the Redskins have been, you know, first in their division. And so, but anyway, so fabulous football yesterday. Fantastic football yesterday, but just every commercial being hit with these negative ads. So you have these forecasters saying that, you know, the House will have the blue wave, then Pelosi would then be the head of the Speaker of the House, and then we would have, unfortunately, impeachment hearings and all sorts of... I don't hear from the politicians what they're going to do to help make us better. You never hear a politician go, look, if I win the Democratic seat, I'm going to work with Republicans to help secure our borders, to help maintain the economy push that we have, to help. You don't hear that, this obstructive nature. And look, I don't agree with everything Trump says, mind you. But he is right about all you hear is obstruction. And that's not really a you know, I mean, it's almost like this is a football game. And you have a lot of people running to the polls because they want the fight. I mean, you know, if you're really doing better now than you did a few years ago, do you really want to change things? Or if you hate the way things are, then I get that. But I think there's a certain group of people out there, even on the right, that like the fight. I heard a rumor that some people on the right want the blue wave to take over. Because then, by the year 2020, people will be so tired of what the Democrats did that it'll help the Republicans win a presidential race. So there's theories going back and forth and strategies, and that could work. If the Democrats take over the House, and then we have gridlock, and we have impeachment and all this negativity, maybe it will help the Republicans in the long run. There's short-term political gains, and there's long-term political gains. The problem is, you and I, we don't give a crap about any of that. We want affordable health care. We don't want government takeover of health care. We want our deductibles going back down. We want access to medications that aren't expensive. Now, I don't know if that's a right or a left-leaning view, but I think it's an American-leaning view. We want our borders protected. We want to make sure we take care of our own and people outside that need help. We want to take care of our police officers and have our police officers take care of us. We want to take care of our schools and our teachers, and we want the teachers to take care of our kids. Whether that's a right-leaning ideology or a left-leaning ideology, who gives a crap? And I'm a little bit confused on who needs to be voted in to make sure that happens. So, while we're watching tomorrow's election results, and we're probably not going to have a lot of them by the time I do my show. Many of you guys listen to my show delayed, so I apologize if I'm like, well, I don't know who's winning. And you guys are like, Dahlia, the results are out. And we'll try not to spend too much time. But they say there are a lot of toss-ups, and the media, again, wants to push you guys to the polls. And I agree. If you really care about this country and you care about the direction it's in, I don't care if you're right or left, vote. I'd rather you do that than sit home going, well, my vote doesn't matter. Trust me, it does matter. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the FDA has approved an opioid painkiller, which we talked about last week, that is 1,000 times more potent than morphine and 10 times stronger than fentanyl. And it is supposed to be a fast-acting alternative to IV painkillers used in the hospital. It's called Dysuvia. It's going to be restricted to limited use and only in healthcare settings. So it would have to be administered by a healthcare professional. Now, FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb said there will be very tight restrictions placed on the distribution, and it is intended only for supervised settings like hospital. It is, though, in pill form. And I guess the tiny pill was developed as an option for patients who pose difficulties for the use of IVs, including soldiers on the battlefield. It's very hard to put in an IV or to always have shots available. And so a pill that you could open up, take, that's light to carry and easy to take with you on the battlefield could help somebody who has unfortunately undergone some real mass tragedy. The pill from AcelRx Pharmaceuticals contains a painkiller that is often given in IV form or injection. So Gottlieb noted that the pill was a high priority for the Department of Defense. They helped fund the testing because they wanted a way to provide fast pain relief to injured soldiers. So the tablet is a sublingual where you stick it under the tongue, and it goes under the tongue with a dispenser, and it starts reducing pain in 15 to 30 minutes. Now, the panel of FDA advisors had voted 10-3 in favor of this pill. But the panel's chairman joined critics in urging the FDA to reject it. The chairman, Dr. Rayford E. Brown, couldn't attend the meeting and didn't cast a vote. And he predicts that the pill will be abused inside and outside medical settings and cause overdose deaths. Now, the pill is sufentanil. And sufentanil is a chemical cousin of the opioid fentanyl. And as you know, fentanyl is pretty strong. So Gottlieb said the drug is going to carry a box warning, won't be available at drugstores for patients to take home. He did acknowledge the criticism, and he asked FDA staff to evaluate a new framework for the approval of new opioid drugs that will clearly outline how the agency considers benefits and risks. Now, I know this comes, you know, odd out of a doctor's mouth, but, I mean, if our military wants something like this, you give them what they need. Someone who has horrific, intractable pain, this is something that I think the medical community would welcome. On the flip side, we don't want this to be abused. We don't want it stolen. We don't want staff, you know, taking it and giving patients dummy pills like we've seen with IV medications. So, yes, there's going to have to be a little bit of work to this. The price, it's about $50 to $60 a pill. There are side effects, nausea, vomiting, constipation, and you could, unfortunately, get a little hypoxic. So, again, it's not a slam dunk. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800.
562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So remember we told you that there was this brew that some people in Hawaii drink? And then they unfortunately came down with a horrific disease called rat lungworm. Well, there is a boy who back in 2010 was dared to eat a slug. He unfortunately has died just recently from this that happened 8 years ago. He was, I believe, a teenager in Australia, a rugby player, and he and his friends were hanging out, and a slug had crawled across the concrete patio, you know, floor, ground. And teens dared Sam Ballard to eat the slug. So he did. His best friend said, "We were sitting over here having a bit of red wine appreciation night, trying to act as grown-ups, and a slug came crawling across here. The conversation came up, you know, should I eat it?" And off Sam went, bang, that's how it happened. Now, Sam didn't become sick immediately, but he did start to complain of pain in his legs. Then he was worried it might have been a symptom of eating the slug, but his mom said not to worry, nobody gets sick from that. So then he thought he might have been developing multiple sclerosis, because his father had multiple sclerosis, but nope, that was ruled out. And then later, doctors confirmed that he had been infected with rat lungworm. Now, this rat lungworm comes from a family of roundworms or nematodes called Angiostrongylus. And there's a couple different parasites, the Cantonensis and then the Costarricensis. And the Costarricensis causes gastrointestinal illnesses. The Cantonensis, that causes a meningitis or an inflammation of the brain. It can also cause something called an eosinophilic meningitis, where the main blood cell involved is an eosinophil, which we will see during parasitic infections. As opposed to bacterial or viral meningitis, you'll see either a neutrophil or lymphocytes. But this, you'll see an eosinophil. Now, this rat lungworm, you usually see in Southeast Asia and the Pacific Basin. Very rare in the United States, but there have been some cases reported in Florida, Alabama, California, Louisiana, and Hawaii. And this rat lungworm gets its name because it primarily lives in rodents. But the larvae can be passed to other species through rat feces. Adult nematodes live in the pulmonary arteries of rats. The female lay eggs, and then when they hatch, they become this first-stage larvae. They migrate to the rat's throat from the lungs, and then enter the GI system, exiting through the feces. So when a slug or a snail, touches this, it then, because they're sticky, they're able to carry it. So then if somebody eats a snail or eats a slug or the goo that they exude, you could then get this parasite. Now, the boy fell into a coma for 420 days when he contracted the eosinophilic meningoencephalitis. A lot of people can recover from it, but he didn't. He then acquired brain injury. And then last week, he died. So, very, very tragic, because this was somebody that he wasn't jumping into lake head first or, you know, driving drunk or doing some stupid things. He, you know, his friends told him to eat a bug and, you know, or what looked like a bug or a snail, and people have eaten these things before. And just tragic. So what are the symptoms? Well, because it's a meningoencephalitis, it's inflammation of the brain and spinal cord, so you're going to get a severe headache, fever, neck stiffness, visual disturbances, difficulty looking at light, nausea, vomiting, numbness, temporary paralysis of the face, and then, like Sam, go into a coma and then later die. The incubation period, however, could be anywhere from a week to 3 weeks. So if you did something stupid a week or two ago, you might want to talk to your doctor, even though you don't have symptoms yet. They say it could start within that time frame, and sometimes the symptoms could last for months. A neurological sequelae, like in Sam's case, could last forever. So, if you eat an undercooked slug, an undercooked snail, frog, shrimp, mollusks, even contaminated fruits and vegetables, the slime, right, that touches these foods could contain the deadly parasite. So what we do is we, you know, sample your spinal cord. We do something called a lumbar puncture. We put a needle into your back, suck out the fluid, and then we can take a look to see if we see these eosinophils that are, pathognomonic, if I could say the word properly, that it's a parasitic infection, versus if we see neutrophils, that could be a bacterial infection, or lymphocytes, a viral infection, even though you'll see both. And then we don't really have an official treatment. I mean, there are some anti-parasitic medications out there, but mostly the parasite dies on its own. It could, however, become latent. And a dead worm could sit there and cause severe neurological symptoms. So you have to avoid it by do not touch a slug or a snail. If you do, make sure your hands are gloved. Make sure you wash your hands diligently. The University of Hawaii recommends boiling snails for at least 3 to 5 minutes prior to consuming them. I guess people eat escargot. I had escargot once. Not really yummy. I don't like pancreas and snails and all these weird, like, duck lip. I don't like a lot of that stuff. Just give me red meat and I'm good. They say recommending storing food in closed containers and carefully inspecting food and surroundings before consumption. If you guys have a lot of containers of stuff sitting there on the ground, snails could get in. You also want rodents, because remember, this is rat lung worm. This isn't just all about a snail or slug. And I'm going to be, I published an article on this a while back. I'm going to publish something that has some updated information for you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Broken heart syndrome is real. We've talked about this when Carrie Fisher died, and then her mom, Debbie Reynolds, died a day later. It's a complication that happens where you go into a form of cardiogenic shock. It's called broken heart syndrome, or tachys. I can't pronounce it. Takotsubo cardiomyopathy. And researchers have studied this at great length. They looked at a database of more than 2,000 patients with broken heart syndrome. About 200 of them developed cardiogenic shock. And they say 25% of patients with cardiogenic shock died. And among patients who survived the cardiogenic shock, the higher risk of death persisted for years. So if you have broken heart syndrome and survive, you could still later be at higher risk of death. So what they're saying is somebody who has broken heart syndrome that develops changes within their heart, when we're talking about actual physical changes in the heart, these changes may not be transient. They may persist. And cardiogenic shock is where you don't pump the appropriate amount of blood that the heart needs to pump. They say patients with this cardiogenic shock tend to be younger, 63 years old on average, compared to those who didn't develop the cardiogenic shock, average age 67. They say patients with cardiogenic shock were more likely to have their broken heart syndrome triggered by physical stressors rather than those that didn't go into shock. And many of these people also ended up having atrial fibrillation, which is an irregular heartbeat, and had higher rates of diabetes and other risk factors for heart disease, so smoking, etc. So one way to prevent the sequelae of broken heart syndrome, you can't stop getting your heart broken. Nobody asks for that to happen, and it happens. But you should try to do heart-healthy things like avoiding smoking, keeping your blood pressure down, avoiding diabetes, high cholesterol, etc. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.